right, and then this tape and pack it in there, you know, and smooth it off. It's about the only thing that'll stay in a concrete, old concrete hole, for new concrete and old concrete won't mix. Won't adhere together.
Oh, yeah.
And that's about our surface roads here. Some of them places of cement, but mm-hmm. nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any cement roads any closer than down close to Birmingham.
Okay. What do you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Country road.
Okay. And how about something that goes from the public road up to a man's house? A
driveway.
All right. Would it make any difference if it were very long or had trees on both sides?
Well,
fences?
It'd just be driveway lined with trees. There are trees planted by it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing along the street that people walk on in the city?
We usually call it pavement and sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And how about a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street? Do you have a name for that?
That's not just grass to decorate it.
Mm-hmm.
Or your sidewalk further than the joint of the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I know there, sir.
Okay, now the next few questions are about animals, and I'm sure some of these you've already said, but I don't remember which one, so we'll mention them anyway. The kind of animal that barks is called a...
Well, there's two or three.
Well, the main
what
one.
You're thinking of is the dog.
Yeah.
Then we have the coyote. That's far off.
You don't have
the
those
wolf,
here, though, do you?
The wolf, but then what?
Coyote you don't have here, do you?
There's a few.
Really?
Close by.
There. Well, I always thought that was out west.
There's a fella bought some wolves, timber wolves, and coyotes, and brought them in here. About three weeks ago, a boy killed one of those timber wolves down here and brought it up there and made a picture of it, run the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Then a squirrel will bark.
Huh. Well, what kinds of squirrels do you have while we're on squirrels?
Here we have what's known as a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel. I wished we had some like in Arkansas. For they are black squirrel, and they as big as a house cat.
Would you want that?
The bigger the animal, the more meat you get when you
eat them. Oh, you eat them, you hunt them?
You hunt them.
Uh-huh.
They are tender, I believe, than our gray squirrel.
Did you ever hear of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
Okay. I never ate any squirrel meat, so I don't associate them with eating so much, although I know
well,
people do eat them.
I got some of my deep freezer up there, I got five.
Mm. Did you shoot them yourself?
No, my neighbor. Last year before last, out of 56 shot, I got 52.
Mm. Wow.
Holy
that's pretty
fire.
Good. What do you call a little animal that's like a squirrel, but it's smaller and it doesn't climb?
Brown squirrel?
Yeah. Is that the same as a chipmunk?
Practically. I think there might be a little different variation, but I've always thought that was a chipmunk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then we have the coons here, and the fox, the weasels, and the beaver.
Do you have a general name for all the little animals like that that might come and get your chickens? Animals that you didn't want around, you might say, I'm going to go shoot those?
We usually just name what it was.
Might you call them varmints?
Well, yeah, varmint. All of them called varmints, but just, I guess you'd call all of them that.
Would you ever call people varmints?
If you didn't like them.
Uh-huh, okay. What's the animal that, I think you've said this, that has black and white stripes and bad smell?
Polecat.
Is there another name for him?
Civet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a picture of my grandson, old Bear Creek, where they're growing from up on his shoulder that he raised.
Oh,
uh-huh. He made me a picture, it's two-thirds as big as this.
Hmm. And it doesn't smell bad?
No, he'll de-skunk them.
Mm-hmm.
They had him get rid of them finally.
Okay, let's see, well, back to the dog again. What do you say to your dog if you want him to attack another dog?
Well, the main thing, you say sick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy went to church when he got old and was sick. We had a dog called Pug that we could, we bought cattle, and back that time we didn't have trucking facilities, and we'd have to, he died in 26, mm-hmm. we'd have to drive from here to Russellville to the dealer that Dad was working with. And we could take that dog and two hands and carry 100 head of cattle from here to Russellville, 25 miles.
Must have been a good dog.
And we'd tell him to bring that your part up.
Mm-hmm.
I had him trained so I could send him a mile and pasture and bring the, a certain mule up. He learned the mules by name, and he kept my milk cows mm-hmm. with the other cattle, the yearlings and the dry mm-hmm. cows. And I whipped him for running the milk cow. I'd tell him to bring him, but he'd just walk along, and he was what was known as a heeler. He'd go up and bite him on the heel. Mm-hmm. And driving those cows, say you and I was going to carry them, we'd get on a horse apiece. You'd take one side of the road and I'd take the other. And he'd just come along behind mm-hmm. and pinch him on the